This is Ted Kennedy. The Justice Department hastily dropped its ridiculous claim of executive privilege on the Rehnquist nomination. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, somebody has Watergate egg on their face again at the Justice Department. They tried to stonewall the Senate Judiciary Committee by withholding documents relating to the controversy over the nomination of William Rehnquist to be Chief Justice. Phony claims of executive privilege went out with Watergate, Bob. President Nixon invoked that discredited doctrine to prevent the special prosecutor from exposing his corruption. Rehnquist was a Justice Department lawyer advising Attorney General John Mitchell and President Nixon at the time Watergate was unfolding, Bob. What possible interest could President Reagan have in refusing to disclose documents on Rehnquist from the Watergate years? Now the Justice Department has abandoned its absurd claim and coughed up the documents. Chalk up another error for Ed Meese, Bob.
Ted, you're off the mark again. The Reagan administration worked with the Judiciary Committee to produce a reasonable list of documents. All they objected to was a kind of scattershot fishing expedition that you really wanted. Admit it, Ted. You didn't really care what Justice Rehnquist wrote back in the early 70s. You just wanted one more excuse for further delay in clearing our next Chief Justice to assume his post. So wake up, Ted, and welcome to Reagan's America. A lot has happened since 1980, even if most of it has passed you by. The people want a court that understands their concerns, not a court that's only interested in grabbing more power for itself. President Reagan and Chief Justice Rehnquist are prepared to deliver. This is Senator Bob Dole. Summer's coming to an end, but that doesn't mean safety should be on vacation this holiday weekend. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.